I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. It's time for another one, a staycation setup. All right, Mess, let's say good morning to Clara.
Morning.
Good morning.
Clara, obviously we know why you're calling the show. What's going on in your relationship with Gary?
So I'm pretty sure my boyfriend is cheating on me, and I just didn't really know what to do about it.
Okay. I'm sorry, first off. If we can, like, maybe, you know, backtrack a little bit and let's start from the beginning. I mean, you said that you definitely think he's cheating on you. Why are you so sure about that?
So I've had some suspicions for a while, but the biggest thing was, like, this is going to sound crazy, but just bear with me and hear me out. But it all comes down to a sweatshirt.
A sweatshirt?
Yeah. So a couple months ago for my boyfriend's birthday, I personalized a sweatshirt from his alma mater, which is Oklahoma University. And it was just a plain white sweatshirt that said OU on it. And I tie-dyed it for him so it would be the colors of OU, which are red and white.
Well, that's really cool.
Crimson and cream is what they call it. I know for sure exactly what it looks like because I screwed up on the back and there's just like this big red splotch on the back of the tie-dye. So it's very, very obvious that that's his sweatshirt. So fast forward to a couple days ago and I'm at Target and I see some random chick wearing his sweatshirt.
Oh no. Did you confront her?
I did not confront her because I'm just not that type of person. So what I did do is I took a picture of her and I sent it to Gary and I was like, what the f***? Why is this chick wearing your sweatshirt? And he was all like bumbling idiot, like, oh, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. That's my coworker, Annie. She was cold at the office last Friday, so I let her borrow it. And I'm like, that's bullshit. It doesn't even make sense because if you're cold and you borrow someone's sweatshirt at the office, wouldn't you return it to them when you leave? Like, it's not like it's cold outside right now. It's not like you need it
right to
walk to your car or something, you know?
Right. You know what? I've been in this position before where I've had someone borrow sweaters from work and they forget, but she's wearing it out in public. Like, even if she's trying to jack him and steal the damn sweater, you probably don't want to wear it out in public.
Mm-mm. Right. And it's personalized to him. Like, she didn't even go to OU. I don't know. The whole thing is just so bizarre.
Is she hot?
I mean, it's really hard for me to say this, but yes, she is an attractive person.
Okay. Yeah. She's hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She was ugly then. I'd be like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Just stop it.
She's cold.
Either way, this is weird. I mean, that's definitely a major red flag. Have you noticed anything else different in your relationship with your boyfriend? Like, is he still as attentive?
He seems like distant lately and he's always texting really late at night. Like, I go to bed much earlier than him, and if I happen to wake up and look over, I see him texting, and he says it's just, like, work stuff.
Well, oh, so he admits it's with someone from work?
He admits that he's talking to someone from work, and he makes it sound like his boss or something, and, like, he, like, is missing a deadline, or I don't know.
I mean, I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping that everything's okay, but I think you got a case. So let's go ahead and do the staycation setup. We are going to call your man up next, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. Then I am going to ask him who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. If he says any other name than yours, then you know that he's cheating and you've got all of our time so you can tell him how you feel. We've got our finger on the bleep button.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to find out up next. Don't you move, okay?
All right.
Need his number from you. It's that staycation setup with the Morning Mess. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Morning Mess inside a staycation setup where we try to catch up possible cheaters live on your radio. We talked to Claire, suspicions of her boyfriend cheating on her after she saw another girl wearing a customized sweater that you actually had made for your boyfriend, Gary. Right, Clara?
Yeah, I made it for his birthday a couple months ago. And then I walk into Target and see some chick wearing it.
And his excuse was what?
Yeah, he said that it was a coworker of his and he let her borrow it and that she just never gave it back.
Yeah.
The whole thing seems super bizarre to me because, like, why would you even let someone else borrow the gift that I made you and customize for you?
Like, right. How was she rocking it? Was it like the sweater with just jeans, some leggings, or just long sweater with just panties under? Because there's a difference of how you rock someone else's bed, right?
She was wearing it with super short cut off Daisy Dukes and flip flops.
Yeah.
No. Well, here's the thing. At least we know that you did confront him, but we still need some more answers. So let's just go ahead and call him.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to offer him the free romantic hotel stay. Hopefully, when we ask for who you want to put on the reservation, he says your name, Claire. If he says, what was her name again?
Her name is Annie.
Annie, with the sweater and panties. All right, we're going to call Gary to see who's trying to get down with, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Am I speaking with Gary?
Yeah.
Hi, Gary. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. I was calling just to confirm details, but congratulations. You're the grand prize winner.
Come on, man. I don't got time for this bullshit.
I understand that part. I do want to address some of the things you said. I'm not a robocall. I want to assure you that there's no pitch here or a catch. I mean, we're just having you stay with us in our penthouse suite.
You're just offering it free?
Yeah, we want it to be free so that you can review your experience honestly on Google and Yelp. So because of the pandemic, when we opened up during this time, we haven't had too many people come through. And so we were hoping you could help us build our presence online.
Are you not asking for a credit card here kind of thing?
I am not. Now, if you decide to get room service, then of course I would need it from there. But you can go the weekend without it. And it's a great way for you to show that special someone how much you really care about them.
All right. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
It is. Honestly, I don't even get this perk as an employee, so let me get started with your reservation so we can set you up, all right?
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks.
No problem. So, Gary, with this free romantic weekend giveaway, we start this off with a personalized note, and I wanted to see if you had a special message you'd like to leave for your guest, just to set the mood for the weekend.
Right. Put on there, this is all for you, my queen. Something like that.
Okay, I'll be sure to notate that. My next question for you, Gary, though, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I do need your guest full name for us to continue.
Yeah, no problem. Annie.
Well,
that's B-A-K.
Oh, I knew it.
What?
Gary, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your girl Clara's on the line.
I cannot believe you've been lying to my face about this. I knew that you were cheating, and you made up some excuse about, oh, it's my coworker.
No, dude, listen, I was going to say your name, and then I just said, I thought this was a
Right.
Honestly, though.
Well, Annie and Claire kind of sound the same, right?
No, they don't.
You're right, they don't.
I mean, Gary, come on. Can you give her some answers here?
Yeah, you can't even own up to it.
This is an overreaction, babe. I'm telling you, you do this all the time. You freak out. Just a freak out.
Excuse me, Gary. Are you seriously blaming me right now for the fact that you are a f***ing cheater?
I'm not cheating. I told you that before.
Why'd you say your name then?
Well, I thought it was a scam, maybe, you know? Like, I don't know. I just was made up a name.
So you just pulled Annie's name just out of your brain? Just, oh, let's use Annie.
Like he was pulling those panties sideways, you know?
No!
Gross, Joey.
Babe.
Believe you.
Me either. I had bigger expectations for you, Gary.
Oh, did you?
Listen, okay, so it's way, way more complicated than...
Okay, all right, let's hear it. No. How complicated is it?
Okay, so she came on to me. I mean, we're at work, and, you know, we work late, and you know how hard we work, and it's just, I'm sorry. You know, one thing led to another, and it was just a thing, and I'm sorry.
I can't believe this. She's your queen? Are you kidding me? You never called me your queen.
Right. Aww. What does that make Claire? Your jester? What's going on?
That's messed up.
It does. Gary.
To be honest with you, that was the inconsiderate part there. That was pretty
That was the inconsiderate part, you piece of shit.
Okay, so at this point, we've addressed the concern here. Clara, I am so sorry. I really am. But I do have to tell you that we have counseling services.
Babe, whatever you want to do, I love you and I'm sorry.
I have absolutely no interest in going to counseling with you.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
Do you want the sweater back?
No, he can let Annie wear it.
You hear that, Gary? Annie can keep the sweater.
Oh, my God.
I'm so, so sorry.
What did the sweater say? Oh, you?
Yes, Joey, why?
Oh, you've been caught.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've been caught, Gary. You can keep it all.
I'm so sorry, Clara.
Thank you. Yeah, well.
Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, babe.
Yeah, I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Oh, you thought I was going to talk to you? So, Clara.
Stop.
Yeah.
You're better off. He's not the one.
Yeah, I mean, I know it deep down. It's a blow, for sure.
Don't
choose our words wisely this morning. Okay, well, you guys repeat after me. Say it with me, Clara. The best way to get over somebody?
The best way to get over somebody?
Is to get under somebody.
Under somebody.
There you go. See? My job is to make you giggle and your butt jiggle this morning. There you go.
Whoa.
A little laughter.
Whoa.
Gotta make light of the situation. There's so many men out there waiting for you.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Thank you, guys.
You know, we're gonna get you some counseling info so you can just work with someone individually, okay?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Oh, you ain't trying to talk to me?
Joey!
Stop.
Okay, then.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.